Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Nothing more Baltimore Positive than being here in the bar at Costas Inn in my Dundalk homeland. It's all brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery. Rubbing the magic eight ball, running into friends. I didn't even plan this segment. This guy's nervous because nobody's here to be a rope, even though we've known each other since we were 10 years old, 9 years old. It's all brought to you by our friends at Wives Markets as well, our Wives Conversations and our friends at the Maryland Lottery. You know, I went around a bar, and I'm standing at the front door at Costas, and inevitably, somebody I know is going to walk in. It's Costas, you know. Woman at Royal Farms asked me recently if anybody listened to my show or if I had any coffee drink. I said, just stand somewhere in a city with me, and people come in. So Jimmy T comes in. He was my my 5th grade and 6th grade quarterback on the Dundalk Longhorns in 1978-79. 2 years, me, you, John Rollo, Herman Kolb, Dave Causey. You know, name some of these guys. John
James
Richards.
Parrish, Jerome Hall.
All those cats.
This goes on and on.
Yeah, man. So this guy's in all my childhood pictures. He's a Dundalk High, little younger than me, graduated 87, I'm 85. And somehow they put me in the Dundalk High Hall of Fame instead of putting the real Dundalk High quarterback heroes in. And you've worked at Morgan 3 decades? How many years you been at Morgan?
36 years.
4 decades?
Yeah, I'm on the process of retirement in the next year and a half.
Well, and more than that, and this is where you become a great guest for me. Mm-hmm. You're a kid that I've known all of my life, one of my oldest friends. Literally, I don't know how many people that I would know, run into. I've known longer than 1977.
Right.
You
right.
and me, right? And we played ball together. We went to high school for a minute where I was a little older than you, and I had a kid probably your senior year, junior year of high school. So, like, all these years later, you've had, like, one gig, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Well, you know, when you first come out of high school, you got to find your niche. And then once you go from job to job and finally get there, again, 36 years later.
But I know of you as working at Morgan. You're wearing Morgan gear. You have Morgan – and I'm copping sponsored, by the way. So, Dr. Jenkins, I mean, I'm trying to make friends on the other side of town. And we're doing a show at Coco's this week right on the Morgan campus, really. Mm-hmm. But, like, you made a life coaching basketball. Like, that's – I could bring you on as Coach Thomas. I could bring you on as Coach Thomas coaching community college kids. You were up in Harford County for a while, right?
Yeah, Harford County.
And now you're at Catonsville, right?
Catonsville, correct.
So you're the head coach of the Catonsville community college team.
Oh, assistant.
Assistant coach. I'm sorry, assistant.
No problem.
But you were the head before, yes?
No, I was an assistant, but when they made a coaching change, I stayed under the new leadership of Centera. I'm ready.
I saw your suit. I thought you were a head coach.
No.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So you're coaching the ladies. How many years have you been coaching ladies basketball?
Oh, this is my 16th year.
All right. So how do you transition your love of being a football player? You went out and got a job for yourself. You didn't play college ball, right, at all?
No, I just stuck around and under a lot of Jamie Wilcox and Don Beasley. You know, those guys brought in Mike Pack. You know, they groomed us to eventually be coaches. So my niche was with basketball, and that's where I just took off. And Ron Schultz helped me out as well. So when I was doing that.
Then you say Ron Schultz here. We got a time out. We got to talk about it. Now, Ron Schultz's son famously is Curtis Schultz.
Correct.
Now, Curtis trained me, and we listened to a lot of Wu-Tang back mm-hmm. when I was training mm-hmm. with Curtis. But Curtis played at Maryland. Everybody remembers Kurt, big wide guy. Kurt has been an athletic trainer for the Cincinnati Bengals, Miami, Minnesota Vikings, USC basketball. Kurt's got a ring on the Maryland team. Kurt was one of the trainers on Gary Williams' team 24 years
mm-hmm.
ago. Ron's his dad. Ron mm-hmm. was the athletic director at Overly High School at Dundalk High, was a Dundalk High basketball coach. Just – mentorship of an incredible level that we had these leaders, Bob Hutzler to look up to back in the day when we were kids. And you know, I wrestled for Bo Eibner, who was also a baseball, baseball coach. You know, it's just great men in our community that turned you into a coach for life is what you've been now. He's 50-something. He looks younger than me by a lot, but, you know, we're all getting old.
I mean, you have so many mentors. Just it's by committee. You know, a lot of people, they just gravitate to you and take you under their wing, and they talk to you, whole conversations that last a lifetime. Like, you know, we were in Dave Hopper.
Oh, yeah.
I would play against him.
Hoops with him.
Yeah,
he'd kill you when you were a kid.
Yeah. So now we talk on the phone, and he always tell me, look.
Hoops Hopper.
Yeah, just do what you've been doing, you know. And those guys just reach out because we come from the same community.
See, Hoopsa could go up onto the playground up at the top of German Hill. Oh, she wanted me to sing the Dundalk Hive. Hold on a second. Hold, come back in here. Come back. I'm not done with you. She ain't sleep. She tried to sneak out the damn door. Come on over here. I know you got people to feed. We got to do this. I just want to say this about Hoops. He would shoot threes before there were threes. This is back in the early 80s, right? I'll get your mic up for you. He shoot threes, and I'm telling you, if you bet money at any point to play horse,
he's winning.
He's winning. Nobody in the neighborhood would ever shoot money Hoops with Hopla,
right?
Because you couldn't beat him.
Hey,
he was like a Harlem Globetrotter.
He would come to our practice when
except
I was
in high school. Except he's Caucasian. You know, he couldn't be a Harlem Globetrotter.
And he could tell you how you're shooting wrong. Either you're pushing it this way or you shooting it correctly.
Right. Have you met Soup for the Soul? You guys, she's really short. I got to get her
really
into the
short
thing here. So she's giving me a hard time. So we
I'm
got three Dundalk.
You a hard time.
You don't. Can you sing the Dundalk High alma mater?
I cannot.
Can you sing the Dundalk High?
It's been so long. At least I'm honest.
I don't have any pull in this because the man who helped me get into the Dundalk High Hall of Fame is now down at Sarasota, Derek Mackey. He's running the Orioles ticket office down in Sarasota. He's a snowbird. He goes down to Florida. He loves the Orioles. He called me 10 years ago and said he was running the Dundalk when the school got new. It was 2015, 16. He called me and said, "You should be in the Dundalk High Hall of Fame." And I said, I was a terrible wrestler. I was a decent tennis player, but I don't belong. He's like, no, for all you've done in the community. And he said, "I'm nominating you. You can't." You know, and I'm like, it might embarrass me because I wasn't. And then I found out, like, it's for community goodwill and spirit. But I always think of it as being an athlete because in the athletic wing in a new building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they brought me over. My mother had just died. I cried all night. My speech sucked that night. I just was a mess. It's just a mess that night that I got put into it all. I see these people winning Grammys and stuff, and people lose their ish up there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm only getting put into one Hall of Fame, and I blew it. But I meant to sing the alma mater that night in the Hall of Fame, and I didn't. In the brand new auditorium. I've only been in a school once in my life, and they put me in the Hall of Fame. Now they won't let me back in. So, but I had to sing this when we were playing for the state title. Mm-hmm. Dundalk football has played twice for the state title,
in
as
Annapolis.
You know. Well, I played in Baltimore back in 17 or 15 when my wife was really sick.
Because I remember I saw you in Annapolis at the two years ago.
Nah, man, I saw you at the stadium. We played down – we got run over by that team – Lingenor that wore the green, Damascus.
But then the following
Jake
year,
Funk.
Right, and then the following year, we was in Annapolis.
So the first time was 15, and then we were in Annapolis in maybe 19 or 20. 20 in there. Because the mayor Scott, went to Merva, right?
Yep. And by
the
way, I was at that game.
We took pictures.
We took pictures.
That at Marine Corps. So you were at that.
Don't
even know how to sing the fight song, the alma mater.
All the Nagels were at that game.
Man, I saw Elliott's. I saw Dundalk people in Annapolis. I didn't even know the hell they let them get to that. I didn't know if they knew where Annapolis was. Well, stop on Oceanway to Ocean City. So all the Dundalk people gathered again in the Mervo game. Mm-hmm. And it breaks my heart that y'all don't know the alma mater. So I'm about to teach it to you.
Oh,
I got to get a little – hold on. I got a little something to drink here. Hold on. Let me see here. What are you laughing at? You want the Hall of Fame? I'm going to make this
– Hey, I want to be where you at, but I don't know that alma mater song.
Well, if you get into the Dundalk High Hall of Fame, you should be able to sing the alma mater.
You're absolutely right. Well, I will learn it.
I bet your sister-in-law can sing it.
I bet she can. Why don't we call
her? Don't do that. I mean, I took phone calls for 23 years. Louis Anderson tried to talk me into being a comedian, so I can be one maybe before it's all over with.
Nice.
All right, so in 15, I printed the words. And I told everybody to meet me at the Johnny Unitas statue. Mm-hmm. My wife was in a hospital battling for her life. She's like in a coma when that happened. It was awful. It was cold that night. We got our ass kicked. You remember Damascus?
Yeah.
But I tried to get everybody to meet me at the Johnny U statue. I had printed out the words, figuring people wouldn't know how to sing it. Mr. Eric Miller was our band director and our chorus leader at Dundalk High in 1981, 82, 3, 4, 5. I don't know if he's still there in 90. He was there when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
He would gather all of us and hit the little note on the piano. Mr. Statham would be happy if he were here right now. He'd hit the little note. Yeah, and there I am singing it in the Dundalk High jacket. So I'm on the internet doing this already, and thousands of people see it. Somebody shared it on Wednesday, and they're like, "I remember this song. Mr. Miller tried to get us to learn this song, and apparently nobody learned the song." All right? So I can sing the song from anywhere. All right, let me get the microphone off here. Ready? Let each fellow join our chorus, echo far and near. We will ever sing in triumph, and we'll always cheer. March on Dundalk, march right onward till we reach our post. And a cheer from each good fellow means we have not lost. To our own dear Dundalk High School we do celebrate all our hearts and hands and voices till we separate. March on Dundalk, march right onward till we reach our host. And a cheer from each good fellow means we have not lost. Good?
Good, yay!
Good, okay? All right. A little off key. Sorry about that, Ace.
You good?
All right. So tell everybody how to support your college basketball program.
My thing is, women's team for Catonsville Community College, you're going to either hit it on the website, come out and see us play, or, have a donation to the
program. I'm in Kingsville Thursday. I'm over at State Fair all day Thursday.
All the
UMBC kids out over there.
Well, I'll tell you what, our last home game is February 11th. If you can make it, it's senior night. And if anybody would like to come and support, we'll be there.
Jimmy T's coaching over at the – what did Catonsville – don't talk with the Lions. What are Catonsville? What are their names?
Don't say that. I was going to say, all clumped together to CCBC.
Okay.
We're the Cardinals.
Yes. Okay. We used to be the Lions back in the day. Now, we had a basketball team at Dundalk Community College back when I was there.
What so amazing is all the communities come together, whether you're Essex, Dundalk, or Catonsville. But unfortunately, we don't have a team over at Dundalk. We just have the men's team.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll get that going. Mm-hmm. I had Coach Woods on from Coppin. Women's games just on fire with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I mean, I saw her play over Coppin last year. Dawn Stanley's bringing South Carolina up to Coppin next year to play.
Yes.
I mean, women's college basketball.
It's taking off, man. It's taking off.
From back when you and me and Dana Johnson and Breezy Bishop back in the day and all that going on.
There's so many talented players that come out of Baltimore on the female side that we don't pay attention to until they get to the biggest stage. Then we say, wow, they went to that particular
Angel
school.
Angel Reese, biggest star in the world. Right?
Yeah, but they need to come home and schedule some games against some of the Baltimore teams to bring them one time they can play at home in their career, in college. Like in North Carolina, they always had a guy that would, his senior year he may play in New York.
Of course.
Bring that back to Baltimore.
Well, that was Dean Smith would always do that. Yeah. Play a game for recruit somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Come back home.
All right. Except if you're Wojciechowski or one of those guys going to Duke.
We love Wojo, but we want him to do well, but not against us.
All right, we're going to get you into the Hall of Fame. You got to learn the song. You're in the soup. You're in the People Hall of Fame
because
you're doing beautiful things for people, Stace. So
not just me.
All right, well,
I have a tribe.
She shouted out everybody.
I do.
Monday is Soup for the Soul Day. We're taping this on a Monday. We're at Costa, so I got to get you out of here to serve.
Yes,
all right?
I have to go.
All right, SoupForTheSoul.org. Jimmy T is over at Catonsville. The mighty Cardinals. Nothing like the mighty Owls. And I'll say this about Dundalk, all right, because I live out in the woods now, and we have real owls in the woods. I hear them. Hoo, hoo. You hear them. I've grown up in Dundalk. I never heard an owl in my life. And I always thought, and I don't mean this the wrong way, and don't take this wrong if you're ornithologically inclined, but I thought the owl was a little bit of a wussy bird. I thought owls, they're just smart. Owls
are mean.
Unbelievable creatures. Yeah. So, being an owl is really, I don't need to be a patriot or a pointer or some of these other things going on around here. Being an owl, we should be proud of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Hey, we're proud of you.
Rough and tough.
Because the reason why I say that is because when you come back to the community and love doing what you're doing, it even makes it even better.
You think I love doing this?
Oh, yes,
what gives
you
that idea?
Yeah, you've been here a long time.
Because you sang.
And I've been with you since, what'd you say that was,
78?
Hey, man.
My quarterback in 1978, and I had quarterback envy. I'm like, why does he get to be the quarterback? Well, he was taller, faster, stronger, threw the ball, nobody could tackle him, and I got stuck as a fat bottom on the front line, spitting in a cup trying to make weight at 73 pounds. I didn't even make weight that day over at Patapsco. I didn't even let me play.
That's how far it's been when you used to get weighed in. You could be 2 pounds.
You weren't one of the ones calling me Meatball or the Pillsbury Doughboy, were you?
Yeah. But
I was an Ovaltine. I was a little short. I mean, I was a little lineman back. And then I got I grew up to be 5'8". You were like 5'11" when you were like 9.
Yes.
I used to call you String Bean because that was just my nickname. Because he turned sideways, but man, he could throw the ball. This guy here.
I bet.
Well, I'll leave you on that.
You should be in the Hall of Fame, is what you should be.
I need people like you to get
me
there.
You got to learn the song.
But I'll tell you one thing, though. When you ride past our former football field and see what's over there now, you're a marvel at where we come from. Because you know over there at Chesterwood, where we used to play at.
Sure.
You look, see it now and be like, wow, we playing. My son be like, you didn't play no football there because they got houses in there. I said, no, they didn't have houses when we was growing up.
They're train tracks.
They're train tracks.
Man, we never forget.
No, we
40
don't.
Years,
we
man. Don't. Yeah, no. More than 40. Yeah. You and I playing ball was 47 years ago.
Yes.
And you still don't know the fight song. Jimmy T's here. Go see him in Catonsville. Support these good folks, all the good folks we have coming on, and the Maryland Food Bank, and doing great things. Soup for the Soul, Dundalk.org. Go see him. We're Costas. Thanks to Wise Markets and the Maryland Lottery. And thanks to friends for just stopping in and saying hello. It's great.